Greetings, Radio Land. This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, and we are established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And we do greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thanking God, the scripture says, and I will give you pastors after mine own heart. And there are pastors many, but they're not after God's own heart. We thank God here at 425 West Laconia Boulevard. We have that pastor after God's own heart. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, evangelists. To our elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day, glad to be with you. We are God's covenant church. We are Jews. We are Israelites. We are true followers of Christ. I want to talk about the true light today. Before we get into that, the choir is going to sing this number, Blameless. Thank God for your choir.
Righteous.
Oh, God for the choir. That's what I strive here at 425 Laconia Boulevard is to be blameless. Thank God for our Deacon Debbie. She has these announcements. Pay attention. We would love to hear from you, Deacon Debbie.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Thank God for another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you that hear my voice. We are God's people, and wherever you may be, if you keep God's commandments, you are the people of God, and if you're a commandment keeper, you should know that. Isn't that beautiful? We want to start in St. John 1 and 6. While you're getting that, Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. But what nation is there so great? Oh, I should say, what church is there so great? What people? Who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day? And everyone that God sends, set the laws of God before you, because the laws of God is the word which God commanded. There are 10 precepts. Let's go to St. John again. St. John 1 and 6. Because so many churchgoers and people are setting up under teaching that is just a reflection of God. It's a reflection of the Lord. There's a picture coming out. This pagan holiday, Easter, about Jesus. It's about a continuation of the Bible, A.D. But if you don't know the Lord, you have no understanding of what is going to be done. And those that made the movie will have a reflection of what really happened. They'll give you a lot of graphics, but the intent and the meaning of all that Jesus did, they don't have the knowledge according to the scripture and what the scripture is saying. St. John 1 and 6 says what, evangelist?
There was a man sent from God whose name was John.
So every preacher that God sends, anyone that say they've been sent by God should have the message. Any preacher that is before you should have been sent by God. But God don't send preachers. All Baptists, also called Christians, five different leaders in the same block. That's not God. God don't do that. That's silly. Because God would gather everyone in a mile radius or whatever under one leader. He didn't send five down in Egypt. He only sent Moses. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. What?
The same came for a witness.
What?
To bear witness of the light.
What?
That all men through him might believe.
So in order to believe God, you must have a witness of God.
Yes.
Or you don't have the true message. And to get to the true light of God, you must have one that is a light to bear witness of the light. Let's go to St. John 8 and 12. Jesus, they love to quote the Lord saying, I'm the light of the world. He is the light of the world. But most of these preachers are only preaching a reflection of the light. And in that reflection, you're not getting the true light. You're just getting part light, muffled light, shady light. It's not the true light.
No, it's not.
In other words, it's not a reveal light. Reveal is supposed to be 100% bright. But everything else is kind of yellow, dim, almost, but not quite.
That's right.
St. John 8:12, what does it say?
Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world.
What?
He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness.
Now listen to what the Lord is saying. If you are a churchgoer and you say that Jesus is the light of the world and you're following the Lord, you shouldn't be in darkness. That means you should not have sin in your life. If you have sin in your life, that means you're not following the Lord, and 99% are not following him because they're not getting the true light. They cannot be 100% lit up because they're not getting the true light. You're getting the reflection of it because these preachers are not a witness to the true light.
He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness.
He said, you shall not walk in darkness. So why are all these churchgoers saying we're just sinners in Zion? If you're a sinner in Zion, you're not saved. You're in the church, but you're not in God's church, and you're not saved, and you are in darkness. What?
But shall have the light of life.
Now, if you are following the Lord, you should have the light of life. Because the light of life is the true light.
Yes, it is.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Matthew 5 and 14.
Mm-hmm.
That's the true light when you have the light of life. Now, many of you churchgoers, you have light, but it's not according to the life of God. Because the life of God, there's no darkness in it.
All right.
That devil has a light, but it's darkness in the devil. That devil is good, but he's evil.
Yes.
And most churchgoers, if you're not following, I say all, if you're not following the true light, you have evil yet in you because you're yet good and evil.
Right.
God is good and there is no evil in God. Right. God is good only. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And we as his children should be likewise.
Yes.
Matthew 5 and 14, what does it say?
Ye are the light of the world.
Now the Lord said, ye are the light of the world. What?
A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid.
Well, what does that mean? That means there's no mistake that you are lit up. You can see it. But most Christians, and I say all the Christians that are not up under the true light, you don't know what you are, saved or not. Because you're not lit up like you should be. You're not shining under the true light. What?
Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel.
In other words, if you're lit up, your flame or your light shouldn't be muffled. Because when it's under a bushel, you can't see it too clearly. It's muffled. It's shadowed, overshadowed with darkness. What?
But on a candlestick.
What?
And it giveth light unto all that
when
are in the
your
house.
Light is shining like it should be, nothing is covering it up. No darkness. You can see, everyone can see who you are. And I believe everyone can see what God's Covenant Church stands for.
Yes.
We stand for keeping God's commandments, and we stand for not sinning.
All right.
And we believe that if you sin, you transgress God's law, which is his word. And we believe that he was manifested to destroy the works of the devil.
Yes.
Because in him, there is no darkness at all. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Beautiful. Let your light shine before men that they may see your good works. What?
And glorify your Father, which is
so
in heaven.
So we're here to glorify God. Sin free.
Yes.
Power over the enemy.
Yes.
Not yet in darkness.
All right.
Let's go to Acts 13 and 46.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about Paul, what he did. And how, or was it Peter? How they entertained the Jews. And salvation is of the Jews. We're Jews. But these were some Jews that were not possessing salvation. Acts 13 and 46.
Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold.
What?
And said, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you.
Because God came to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He came first to his people. And this message is to those that say they're called by God's name, those that should be God's people, as it was then, as it will always be. What?
But seeing ye put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life.
Wait a minute.
Life,
because the word of God is everlasting life. Yes. And you don't receive everlasting life unless you keep God's word. Because one came to the Lord and said, good master, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He said, keep the commandments. It's just that simple.
Yes.
So the commandments is the word of God.
Yes.
He said, it was necessary mm-hmm. that the word of God should first have been spoken to you. But seeing what?
Ye put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting
life. Everlasting life, mm-hmm. is what God's word give you. Yes. If you obey it. That's yes. the true light.
Yes.
What?
So we turn to the Gentiles.
So Paul and Barnabas went to the Gentiles, which could be yet Jews, but those that don't know God. Those that weren't professing to have God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Now let's read the 42nd verse. Mm-hmm. Let's go back a little bit.
And when the Jews were gone out of the synagogue,
what?
The Gentiles besought that these words might be preached to them the next Sabbath.
Well, wait a minute. Paul didn't say, wait a minute. We don't keep the Sabbath anymore. We honor the first day of the week. They didn't say that.
No, they didn't.
There's always been one day of rest, and God huddled it. In the beginning of time, it's the Sabbath day. It's the seventh day. Whatever dispensation you're in, God named it the Sabbath. In 1,000 years or 1,000,000 years, they may call Saturday something else. Maybe we have a new nation come up. Maybe America will be destroyed, or the world will take on a new set of days. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord.
Yes.
We may call it whatever, but the Lord named the seventh day the Sabbath.
Yes, yes, he did.
And if you serve the Lord, whatever dispensation you're in, you know that the Sabbath day is the seventh day, and it's the Sabbath of the Lord.
All right.
And he besought that these words might be preached to them
the next Sabbath.
What?
Now, when the congregation was broken up, mm-hmm. many of the Jews and religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas.
What?
Who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God.
There's always someone recognize righteousness. Not that they were with them, but they encouraged them. Many of them, not all, because many were against them, but many encouraged them, continue in what you're doing. And what happened?
And the next Sabbath day.
Next Sabbath day.
Came almost the whole city.
What?
Together to hear the word of God.
They didn't come on the first day of the week. And Paul wasn't preaching. He rose on the first day of the week.
No.
The first day of the week. Worship did not come about until 321 A.D.
All right.
Constantine, Pope. The Popey. He instituted that law, and all of those that don't know God have been following that. The true light is the Sabbath. That's the true day of worship, or the day of rest, I should say. We worship God every day, and all day, every day. But we come together and have studies many days, many times, any day. But the day of rest is the Sabbath day. That's the true knowledge of God.
Yes.
Anything else is assimilation.
Oh,
it's assimilation of the Sabbath. Yes. Now, this Sabbath day, you may call Sunday a Sabbath. It is a day of rest, but it's not the Lord's day of rest.
All right.
The Lord is Lord of the Sabbath. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
But when the Jews saw the multitudes,
what?
They were filled with envy. And
now, these were some of them, not the ones that encouraged Paul and Barnabas, but many, it says, not all.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming.
Well, many speak about this ministry and what we're saying. But if you follow us according to the scripture, you'll see that we're right. Unless you are not the chosen, because the Lord said, my sheep hear my voice.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold
mm-hmm.
and said, It was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you.
But what?
But seeing ye put it from you.
So many put this message beneath them, and it's always the blood of Jesus, 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 and that's beautiful. But how about obeying what he brought and what he stood for and what he preached? Mm-hmm. What?
And judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life.
Lo,
we turn to the Gentiles.
Go ahead.
For so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles.
Well, everyone that God sends is a light of the Gentiles. Mm-hmm. And you are not a light unless you are representing the true light, the true knowledge of God. What?
That thou shouldest be for salvation.
Well, wait a minute. Now, if I say I'm for salvation, or the preacher that God sent is for salvation, no, it's Jesus. You're right, it is Jesus. But if Jesus is not on the inside, you don't have nothing.
That's right.
What makes you what you are is Jesus being on the inside, the light of God being on the inside. Said mm-hmm. You're set for salvation.
Unto the ends of the earth.
That beautiful what?
And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad.
What?
And glorified the word of the Lord.
That beautiful what?
And as many as were ordained to eternal life believed.
So when you believe the word of God.
Yes.
You're ordained to eternal life.
Isn't that beautiful?
To as many as believe.
Yes.
And what?
And the word. The word of the Lord was published throughout all the region.
Isn't that beautiful? Isaiah 8 and 16. That's what we're striving mm-hmm. to do here. Publish God's word throughout the region, wherever you may hear this voice. Isaiah 8 and 16. What does mm-hmm. it say?
Bind up the testimony.
Bind up the testimony. What?
Seal the law among my disciples.
Now, when you seal the law among those that follow the Lord, you won't be walking in darkness.
All right.
Because the law is the word. Mm-hmm. What does the 20th verse say?
To the law.
To the law.
And to the testimony.
Now the law is the testimony of God. It's the same thing.
Right.
To the law. It could say or the testimony. It's the same.
Yes.
To the law and to the testimony. What?
If they speak not according to this word.
Because the law is the word.
Yes.
And the testimony of God is his word.
Isn't
that beautiful?
Yes.
Because God spake all these words. That's his testimony.
Yes.
Two tables of stone.
Yes.
To the law and mm-hmm. to the testimony. What?
If they speak not according to this word.
What's the problem?
It is because there is no light in them.
So anyone that come to you saying, oh, the blood of Jesus, Jesus this and Jesus that, he died for your sins. If they're not speaking according to the law, and according to the law it says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. The law says, 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. That means you can't change it.
That's right.
That means it's sealed. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to St. John 1 and 6 again. Let's go there. That's the true light. That's the true knowledge of God. Anything else is just a shady representation.
All right.
You got a moon out there that may be shining tonight or tomorrow or whenever you see the moon. But when it shines, it's getting its light from the sun.
Yes.
St. John 1 and 6, read it.
There was a man.
What?
Sent from God, whose name was John.
Now, John didn't get his message from another preacher he saw on the tube before him. They didn't have YouTube back then. But he didn't go around the corner, around a rock, watching somebody else practicing in the wilderness and stole their papyrus or their manuscripts. Read.
The same came for a witness.
What?
To bear witness of the light.
So the one that God sends bear witness to the light. What?
That all men through him.
What?
Might believe.
That means everyone that will be saved, you're going to come through a witness.
Yes.
That you might believe. Yes. What?
He was not that light.
What?
But was sent to bear witness.
John said, I'm not light. He that baptizeth you. But there cometh one that baptize you with the Holy Ghost. One cometh after me is mightier than I. And everyone that God sends can say the same thing. We're not claiming to be another Messiah, but we're here to bear witness to the light, to the Lord. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. What?
That was the true
light. That was the true light. What?
Which lighteth every man that cometh into the world.
So even Adam, when he came into the world, he was lit up with light. Let's go to Genesis. Isn't that beautiful? He lighteth every man that cometh into the world. And the Lord was lighting up Adam when he came. He gave him knowledge. Light is knowledge.
Yes, yes. It is.
Light is life.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes,
beautiful. Light is Jesus.
Yes.
Light is whatever you need it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Genesis 2:15, what does it say?
And let them be.
And the Lord, 2:15, Genesis. Two. And the Lord said, read it, somebody. Thank God. Go ahead.
50. And the Lord God took the man.
What?
And put him into the Garden of Eden.
God put that man in the Garden of Eden.
To
dress it.
And to keep it.
What?
And the Lord God commanded the man, saying,
what?
Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil,
what?
Thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die.
Now that's true light. God gave him true knowledge. He gave him his word. That was light.
Mm-hmm.
Knowledge about what he had to deal with.
Yes.
But then the devil came along and shaded that light.
Yes, he did.
Changed some things and muffled it. Gave him some light. But it wasn't the true light. 1 and 16, what does it say?
Two.
1 and 16. Read 1 and 16, excuse me.
And God.
Yes. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying.
2 and 16.
Again. Two and 16.
And the Lord God commanded the man, saying. Of every tree.
No. 1 and 16. Let's go there.
1 and 16.
I think we might be going off there, but that's all right. 1 and 16. We're going to talk about this devil, how that light is not true.
Mm-hmm.
It is modeled after the two powers God made. 1 and 16, what does it say?
And God made two great lights.
God made two great lights, and those two great lights represent God and the devil.
Yes.
What?
The greater light. To rule the day.
God ruled the children of the day. What?
And the lesser light to rule the night.
And the devil ruled the children of darkness.
Yes.
Children of the night. What?
He made the stars also.
That's all right. Go to 3:1. Let's see what that devil did. After God gave Adam light, knowledge about his surroundings and how to live, he gave him the light of life.
Yes.
This is life. If you don't eat of that tree,
mm-hmm.
of the knowledge of good and evil. Don't eat that tree, you got life.
Right.
If you do, death.
Yes. Right.
That was true light, true knowledge.
Yes.
Here comes the devil, 3.
Now the
and
serpent
what?
Was more subtle than any beast of the field.
What?
Which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden?
That's beautiful. Just getting started with a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Yea, hath God said. And the devil is like that. These preachers, they're of the devil. They'll quote a scripture to you and get you going. Read.
And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden.
What?
But of the fruit of the tree, which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it.
What?
Neither shall ye touch it.